speak. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like I'm walking daily and nightly.
So I was like, is Ice Ice Baby like the Night King? Is that Vanilla Ice singing it?
Yeah, in reference to with him the harpoon, specifically.
Right? Harpooned Viserion like that?
I'm turning him to Ice Ice Baby.
That's what he did, right?
That's what he was listening to on his headphones
what
before
a
he.
Fucking dipshit. That's how he got his gold medal.
See that cannon on that
for the
guy?
Javelin throw?
She got a fucking gold medal for that shit.
So what's up, everybody? We're here. Episode
39.
Didn't have to check.
We're almost over the hill, guys.
Dang, we're almost 40.
We're almost fucking 40, man.
We're 10 episodes. We're 11 episodes away from 50 episodes.
Oh, don't say it.
I'm going to have a midlife crisis.
Yes.
So, there's three of us today. It's been like that for a little while.
Yeah.
Three amigos.
I got Gil.
What's up, guys?
I got Sauce.
Yeah.
The hot sauce. I got myself.
We got Falcon in the house.
Falcon in the house with the raspy voice.
Mr. DJ.
Do my Rastafaria pretty soon.
Shaggy.
When he wants to mess with the whites and the lovers in the snow, Shaggy with the ginger. Sabbath. Right near the beach. Boy.
You know what I want.
Samson. I can't even do it.
Samson.
I can't do Samson. Okay. So what are we going to talk about?
The Princess Bride.
Love that movie.
That is a great movie.
Yeah.
But what are we really going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the newest episode of Game of Thrones.
Of course. For all of our fans that don't like us talking about Game of Thrones.
Too bad.
There's only one more week. Yeah, too bad. It's my show. This is how we did it. I wrote the book. But today we're going to... You know, last week was an aberration. We're not going to do that all the time.
Yeah, that was kind of one off.
We stacked two up. That's why. So we got some Star Wars news.
Finally.
They revealed the porgs or pogs, porgs or whatever those little... Little seal creature are.
They're funky looking, huh? Yeah.
It's like, is that the Jar Jar for this?
Oh, God, please, I hope
for this trilogy.
It's going to be an army of Jar Jars.
No!
We also got some more gameplay footage of Star Wars Battlefront.
Some legit looking gameplay, man.
Some space combat.
Which every Star Wars fan
we've been needing
wants.
It.
Yeah.
We also have... The Defenders. Binge watch the shit out of it. If you haven't seen it, we're going to spoil it for you.
Yes.
Spoilers ahead, fellas. So.
It was all spoilers. Game of Thrones spoilers. Spoilers for The Defenders.
Yeah. Two spoilers.
So what are we going to kick off with?
Ice, baby.
I'm going to kick it off with the newest episode of Game of Thrones. Ice. Episode 6. Eastwatch. No. Beyond the Wall.
Eastwall.
No.
East something.
No, Eastwatch
Beyond
was left.
Eastwatch.
Is it Beyond the Wall or is it the...
Or maybe Beyond the Wall.
The Dead or the Enemy. I don't know.
Some crap. Like
What's
that.
The name of the episode?
Episode 6, guys. You know.
Yep. We don't know our shit tonight.
It's episode 6.
Maybe because we're drinking a little bit too much.
Nah. Oh, what are you talking about, man? Huh?
The next episode is going to be called The Dragon and the Wolf, and it's going to run 80 minutes.
So almost a movie length. Almost. So considering it's going to be a season finale, we need it to be that long, if not longer.
So I went on Facebook earlier and I posted that we were going to record tonight. And I asked people to give us some questions about Game of Thrones that they would like to know. And wouldn't you know, not one question came in.
Son of a bitch.
So when you listen to the podcast and you're like, man, they don't talk about what I want them to talk about.
Come on, guys.
Oh, they don't answer my questions. I'm not a mind reader. And as a man, I feel that I say that a lot. I'm not a mind reader.
I think that goes for all guys.
So You got to tell us what you want us to talk about. You got to let us know what questions you have, or we're just going to shoot from the hip.
We're winging it, man. Unless
and we're good at doing that, but we would like to answer some questions. Okay.
Drop us a line, guys.
Drop us a line.
Doesn't let us know. What, you know.
Drop it like it's hot, too. Don't forget to do that.
That's coming from Sauce.
Did you say drop it like it's cock?
Oh. No. Dick. No. Dick. What's dick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you caught that one, huh? All right, so we are going to go Facebook Live for our Game of Thrones discussion. And as you can see, if you're on Facebook Live, I have this really cool Baratheon pillow.
Let me show it to the fans and Facebook.
Right next to Gil. Yeah. Turn it around. Yeah.
Ours is the Fury.
It's pretty comfortable. Is it comfortable, Gil? Yeah. It's going to cover that pink pillow that everyone sees in there so that, you know.
It's all good.
It's a man cave.
It's a man cave. Oh, right. Man, goddammit. I'm
going to burn that pillow.
There's Hot Sauce. Hot Sauce wearing his, I like how he bucks his chest out to show that, that Stark.
I like how my beard matches with the pillow, by the way. So Shiner is sponsored by...
There should be a stag on there.
Yeah, it should be a stag on. There's a ram, but you know, next best thing.
It matches the color almost. Crazy.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand.
All right. So we're going to cover this latest episode, which was, we don't even know what it's called. We're just calling it episode 6.
Yeah.
And we're going to look ahead to next week's episode, which is the finale. Boo.
Boo.
And there's a lot of people. You know what? That's funny. We asked for the questions. Nobody gave them. But I spent like 10 minutes earlier today answering questions for a friend of ours named Mario who watches Game of Thrones. And he was asking about the chains and that the whites can't swim. And everyone's got an issue. Mm-hmm. Everyone's nitpicking like crazy.
Suspension of belief, fellas.
You're watching a show about dragons breathing fire.
That can't happen, but you got a fucking dragonfly.
And a red priestess that when she takes her little amulet off, turns 500 years old.
Yeah, people coming back to life.
And you're asking about chains and undead things swimming. I shake my head on that all the time. Okay. So let's get into the episode.
Yep.
First of all, did you like it? Gil?
Yes, but I can tell they blew their budget on the CG for the dragon and kind of like rushed a lot of stuff.
What would you give it out of 10?
Ooh, definitely about a 9. 9 out of 10.
About a 9. Is it your favorite episode so far?
I would say top 3.
Is it your favorite episode of this season?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say...
South.
The same as the one before. Because I liked them both as far as the previous episode where... Daenerys flew in and roasted that army.
More than roasted them. Fucking pretty, turned to ashes.
Yeah. That was pretty epic.
The Queen of Ashes.
That was basically the first time it went against an entire army.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, with one.
Yeah, with one, yeah. So that was pretty awesome to see.
What would you give it out of 10?
I would say both 9.
No, just this one. Just this episode.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that.
Oh, both of them 9 exactly and 9. Okay.
Same, yeah.
I would say a 9. I don't know if it's my favorite episode. It's probably up there just
definitely up
because
there.
Of what you're seeing. You know, it's three dragons. But they didn't show all of them a lot. You saw them like...
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Okay. So, it opens up with the guys the walking beyond the wall.
The Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent 12. 13. Before the polar bear and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that sprinkle in some of the red shirts.
So they're walking.
Yeah, the red shirts, that's true.
They're walking, they're talking. You know, as if you can tell, John kind of talks to everybody except for the Hound. The Hound kind of has his little
conversation
scene with Tormund, which is kind of funny. About Brienne and...
How he had charged the...
Well, that was Jorah and Thoros, but that comes a little bit later.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, you finally get that exchange with Jorah and John about, you know, his dad and you know, how he served under him and blah, blah, blah. And tries to give him the sword. He doesn't want it, which is kind of cool. Like, Because he kind of makes you wonder what would Jorah say to Jon, and he realizes that he did wrong. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know this, but the chick that Jorah was married to was really pretty from the Citadel where Sam is. She was part of that family that runs that area,
mm-hmm.
the Hightowers. So they have their little talk. So do you feel that all of the building up of their relationship, do you think it was a waste of time? I mean, they took too long on it.
I don't think so, because just for the episode, not in general. Like, you felt a little more for the character, which was nice. It just kind of, when they started getting in detail with each character, you know, a lot of times shows will like use that as a red flag. Oh my god, they're talking more about this character, talking more than they normally would. That's usually a big red flag. This guy's gonna die. Oh no. I especially got word with Tormund about that.
Yeah,
I was like, oh crap, they're really going into detail with this guy. I have a bad feeling about it. It was kind of nice because you got to learn about the characters more in general, which I really liked. And you felt that they were basically, I think, overall for this, they had them talking more together just to like wrap up loose strings or loose ends from the previous season. So they kind of like spent a lot of time in this episode. All these guys talking, you know, like Gendry talking with that group. You know, he's still pissed off about that.
Yeah,
and you know, the Hound telling him, you know, quit your bitching about
it. Well,
it's
not. It's like necessary talk.
Yeah,
because it'd be weird if they were like walking around and Gendry never brought it up.
Exactly,
they spent too much time. They basically balanced it out, like the time for comedy and story wise. I think they did a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was too bad.
What do you think about, so then after they're walking, because they're walking for a while, they're talking. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the episode, you know what they're talking about. There wasn't really anything, I don't think, that was kind of given away. There was a couple interesting things like Beric Dondarrion telling Jon Snow that he doesn't really look like his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's like little things in there that kind of, or when Jorah tells Jon, keep it, you know, it's for you and hopefully for your kids and your kids' kids.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So there's like little things in there that kind of like foreshadow what's going on and kind of get a feeling of, you know, what's happening, where everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, they go to Winterfell and it's Arya and Sansa, and she kind of like, oh, well, you know, why did you write the letter?
Confronts her about it, yeah.
I like that little storyline, but I think it's more to cause tension.
Mm-hmm.
Than anything else between them to...
Setting something up for the
next
episode. Yeah,
setting something up to make it appear that... In my opinion, they're playing Littlefinger.
Mm-hmm.
I know other people are going to say, like, well, no, because like there's nobody around them. But the thing about Littlefinger is he sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the ploy. In my opinion, I could be wrong. Arya...
She's playing along. Arya knows more than she's letting on.
Arya could want to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
It always reminds me of when Ned Stark told Arya... no matter what, try not to kill your sister. He says something along the lines, but I think she's setting her up for something. They're setting Littlefinger up. I could be wrong. I do feel that it went, like, I didn't need to hear the story of Arya with the arrows and...
Oh.
Well,
I think, like, when Sansa walked into Arya's room and found the bag with the faces, Arya let her do that intentionally. She wouldn't let nobody just look at that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was definitely... She knew what she was letting her Watt look at, and then they had the little game on. They were playing.
And the faces, did you see who were in the faces?
One of them was...
One of them was Walder Frey, for sure.
Yeah, Walder Frey, I recognize that one.
I don't know who the other ones were.
Me neither.
What do you think, Hot Sauce? Do you think that it lingered too much with the Arya and Sansa, or you think they're purposely trying to set something up?
They're definitely trying to set something up. The only question is, are they both going to be on it? Or is it Arya's whole secret plot since the beginning when she's seen Littlefinger to set him up for something big and not going to tell Sansa about it either to make it seem even more real? So I could see that happening.
So then we go from that happening to back to the north with the guys. They're walking and...
Oh, yes.
And they get attacked by that.
They see the blizzard, but they
see... That undead polar bear.
They see a polar bear in the distance.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah,
I gotta call the Hound out for being a bitch.
He's still scared of the fire, man.
Yeah, and that's why Thoros got fucked up. Thoros saved him,
but...
Which could mean that the Lord of Light does really want him for something.
Maybe.
Maybe. It was really cool to see both Thoros and Beric turned their swords on fire.
That was cool because we were only thinking only Beric would do it. They both.
Well, no, because they talk about how Thoros charged through the gate with his sword on fire. Mm-hmm. They just hadn't shown it.
Exactly. As an audience, we have not seen. Correct. Both of them. Yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting. With that happening,
yeah, two flaming swords. That was legit looking.
Definitely. The people that are watching, Hiram. What's up, Hiram?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
And my sister, Tiffany.
Hello, Tiffany.
Okay, so if y'all have questions or y'all want something answered,
yeah, feel free, guys.
Type it in the bottom. We're looking at it while we're going through this recap and review. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they kill the bear. Did you notice that all these dudes get killed? Like, you never saw them. You don't know who they are. They just die. Just
randomly getting thrown around and dragged around and dead. Yeah.
Which is funny.
The red shirts. I lost count. Like, I had no idea.
I mean, the bear killed like 3 or 4 people, yeah, right?
Fuck some shit up, man. Just one bear.
Yeah, just one bear. I thought the fight was kind of weak. Like, mm-hmm. they couldn't kill the bear. Like, come on. Like, they turn him on fire.
But then they kill him.
Even with Thoros' sword in his mouth, a white should run away from the fire. Remember when all the whites are going after Bran and mm-hmm. Mira when they're at the tree mm-hmm. and they have that ring of fire? Remember how they all stopped?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was kind of like, you know, whatever. I guess people got... Thoros. I guess Thoros has to die with his little top knot.
It was a rabbit bear. Okay, it's a rabbit.
He's like a honey bear. Badger. He don't give a fuck.
Okay, so that happens, and then, you know, they go on their journey, and uh-huh. then it goes to Daenerys with Tyrion and...
Oh, yes.
Setting up the Morjon, you know, Morjon stuff, you know.
He's like, he just doesn't stare at you longly for no reason.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. She's like, he's too little for me.
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
No, I didn't mean you.
You're but very still, kind of, that, they're very building weird. That tension between her and... Yeah. No, the conversation starts off so great, and then she gets mad. Like, oh, your parent, your family, and... Mm-hmm. I think that they're making it too obvious on that. I think Tyrion's going to have an issue with Daenerys later on. What do you think?
I think it may come down to a point where he has to either let Daenerys die or let his brother die. He's going to have to make a decision at some point.
It's going to come down to...
He's going to have to let a family member die or side with Daenerys. Like, it's going to come down to something like that. You think
he would choose Cersei over Daenerys?
I don't think he will have to. I think somebody else will come in and do something.
One way or the other, Cersei's going to die.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
She's definitely dying.
Right,
we all know that. Bitch got to go.
I can see Jon Snow having to drive his sword through Daenerys' heart to make Lightbringer. Maybe towards the very, very end, of course. And Jaime having to kill
Cersei.
Yeah.
I think if anyone's going to die, it's going to be Jon, in my opinion.
But I think that's so obvious that that's going to happen, mm-hmm. that it's not going to happen.
I think Daenerys gets pregnant and then Jon dies and the baby lives.
What if Daenerys dies giving childbirth?
That could happen too. They said it's going to be bittersweet, but we'll mm-hmm. have to see. So then, you go back to the guys. You know, they mm-hmm. come upon a wildling little crew, little recon crew.
I thought that was a little interesting. They just kind of, you know, because the whites normally and the White Walkers, they're all together mm-hmm. in a group, not just randomly separate.
I mean, it could be an advanced pack. You know, usually when you're marching, you would have an advanced recon. I mean, mm-hmm. that guy that was out in the front by himself that got eaten by the bear, he was the recon dude. He was the mm-hmm. he was the one up ahead, kind of like searching it out. You know, look how far he was ahead.
Yeah, really far.
So if you have a huge army, they got to be way, way out there.
They're scouts.
So it could be like scouts. Yeah, well, anyways, they set a little trap with the fire and, you know, they fight the whites. And as soon as Jon Snow kills a White Walker... they all die.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take the time right now and explain the difference between a white and a White Walker. So a White Walker is someone that's been touched by either the White Walkers, the other White Walkers, or the Night King himself. Just like Craster's kids, when he touches mm-hmm. them, their eyes turn blue. Mm-hmm. They're White Walkers.
I thought only the Night King had the ability to do all that.
Well, if that was true, then when he killed that White Walker, why would those other ones die?
That's what I was like, okay.
He's the one that turned them.
He controlled them, okay.
So that's the difference. A white is just raised by the Night King, or they just come alive mm-hmm. By themselves. I guess they have to be like in a certain proximity of the north, because no one in the south is coming alive. Mm-hmm. So I guess they have to be in the north where it's snow
somewhere nearby.
Yeah, because that one guy turned into a white at Castle Black. And no Night King was there, so that's just kind of my theory. But that's the difference between a white and a White Walker.
And then the White Walkers can think for themselves what the whites can't. They're like a hive mind.
Yeah, basically. So anyways, they all, you know, break apart after Jon kills the White Walker. They capture a white. One dude just chilling. And then they tie him up, and then they see the army coming and
tag and bag him.
And then he says, Gendry, run, you know, get back to Eastwatch, send a raven. So we're going to talk a little bit more. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about all of that because people are having issues with the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they all retreat back to this rock in the middle of a frozen lake. Mm-hmm. And the whites start to fall through the lake. And then all the way around a circle, then they stop.
Because they realize that the lake's going to cave in if they all keep it.
Correct. And not just that, but like people are like, oh, why did they just go across if they can swim? Nobody says they can swim. And who knows how deep that... We know what lakes are like in Game of Thrones.
But
they're very deep.
There's one big hole in that whole thing of them stopping. Like, nobody's got a crossbow. Nobody's got a bow and arrow. That entire army doesn't have not one fucking arrow. Bow and arrow.
They're very ill-prepared.
Well, yeah, but they're not... I just don't think they're that coordinated to carry bow and arrows.
Not one single one of them has a bow and arrow.
No, they can't even crossbow. Dude, when they walk with their swords, they drag them.
Yeah. Like, come on. But still. One of them's got to have bow and arrow.
You have to have muscle. You have to have a lot of muscle strength to pull back a bow.
they don't need lift, bro.
At least 80 to 100 pounds, at least.
Wait, have we seen any white in the entire series of this show have a bow?
No,
not one single white has ever carried.
This is an army of darkness, bro.
Okay, just wondering. Great reference, by the way.
This is army of darkness.
But there's a reason too. They don't want everybody dead for a particular reason. But I'll get into in a bit.
No, the real good question is, why didn't any of Jon's crew have bow and arrows with dragon glass heads?
That too.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like
Too soon.
I mean, it's just... Anyways, so they retreat back to this rock in the middle of the frozen lake, and then they're just kind of chilling there.
Yeah.
So while this is going on, Gendry's running. He's running.
He's like, run, Forrest, run!
So people are saying, like, oh, there's no way that he... You know, because Jon Snow sent him back to go get a raven to Daenerys to come with help.
Because he's apparently the fastest of the crew.
Yeah, so some guy did the math. I posted it on my Facebook page.
That was hardcore.
And he said, well, in his opinion, they were probably there for 4 or 5 days.
And they weren't going in a straight line. They were zigzagging.
When they were searching, correct.
Yeah.
So, you know, Gendry, it probably took him about, I think they said 8 hours to run or maybe 6 hours straight of running to get where he was needing to get to. Because wherever they got from the wall to where they were, the sun never set. You do see it get dark when they're over there on that little island, though. It gets dark like it's...
Yeah, they've been waiting sitting there. Yeah.
So he then says a raven probably flies about 28 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And from Winterfell to Castle Black is about 600 miles. So you're thinking, you know, from Eastwatch to King's Landing is probably about 1,000 miles. And they could make that trip pretty fast. I mean, like, it'll take probably a whole day and a half for the raven to get there.
Yeah.
And then Daenerys, they're thinking a dragon. There's no real dragon, so they're just kind of guessing that a dragon could probably fly about 150, 160 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So then it could get there in a day.
I think they said about 12 hours or something like that.
12 hours, something like that. His estimates for the 5 days comes from freezing ice.
Yeah.
That it would take at -7 degrees Celsius, it would to get it at 7 to 8 inches frozen, which should be enough for the army to walk on it, would take 4 to 5 days. So that's where he's basing us. So this guy got really scientific.
Science, bitch.
He got really scientific on it. So technically, yes, he could have done it.
Yeah.
If there's any fault, the fault lies with the showrunners who were doing less episodes.
Yeah, they're not explaining.
They're not. That. If you did 3 more episodes, you could kind of drag it out a little bit longer. But I guess they didn't have enough filler.
This episode got rushed for reasons.
Okay, so Gendry makes it there, says for a raven.
Yeah.
Daenerys gets on her dragons and her really new sport winter outfit.
Yeah, very wintry.
It looked nice though.
It was nice.
And the dragons take off, and then you know Tyrion's kind of like, oh, don't go.
Don't go.
You know, stay, because like, if you die, then...
Well, they're talking about, like, the line of succession. If she can't have any kids, like, who is she going to name? if she becomes queen, who's she going to have a successor?
There's just another hint there.
Yeah.
She's always talking about how her dragon's her only kid.
Uh-huh.
So just foreshadowing, you know, they keep on talking about it.
It's like, you can't have any more kids, so who's going to lead us if you die?
Correct.
Hint, hint.
So then, you know, the Hound has to, you know, antagonize, but they got to get the dead army going.
So he's throwing rocks at the army.
They get going. They start fighting. And just when it looks really bleak, you know, Thoros dies in the middle of the night, by the way. One of those nights they burn him.
Yeah, he died due to injuries.
So just when everything gets kind of crazy, Daenerys shows up with the dragons. And that's where it really gets crazy.
All three.
First of all, I don't even see all three of them. Those are my complaints.
Like one and a half.
Yeah, it's like one. You see two, maybe. You see their fire streams, but you don't see the dragons.
They're just not fine.
And it's kind of like, come on, man. Like,
and you can't distinguish them who's who.
Then they were burning the ice.
Yeah, that makes you like, hmm.
Why didn't they just burn a little nice little circle around and then...
Could have protected them all again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be no tension if they did that.
No.
So Drogon lands...
Yeah,
I think he looks so fucking badass when he lands. He's so big.
A big fucking dude.
Everyone starts getting on the dragon. He's fucking roasting.
Cover too, because he just needs like one wing right here, and boom, we got some cover.
Yeah. Really ain't nobody messing with him.
So he starts roasting everything.
Yeah.
And then the Night King's like, hey, Ben, give me my...
Hold my beer. Give me my spear.
Yeah, basically. And what happens? Hot sauce, tell me what happens.
Well, I write the story.
Tell me how you wrote it.
How's it go, Big Daddy?
Well, all he needed was, he's like, hand me my spear. Boom. It's done. And it looked like he hit it in the exact spot that when they're breathing fire, it almost looked like he blew up. Because in the process of breathing fire, like his gas tank like exploded.
Mm-hmm. Like his most vulnerable.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, he was breathing fire when he got hit.
It was about to like breathe it out and then just bam.
No, he was breathing it already. Yeah, okay. I watched it again before we
watched.
So
once it hit, like that's...
Like it hit an artery or some shit.
Yeah, it exploded. And I guess that was pretty much... he was donezo in one hit.
So everyone wonders why, and it's a good question. Why did the Night King go after Viserion, who was flying farther away than Drogon, who was chilling...
Like 100 feet away.
Just right there, yeah. And... So there's theories out there that saying that the Night King knows who Daenerys is. He knows he wants her for some reason, and that's why he didn't want to risk like killing her.
Huh.
You know, because why would you go after the smallest or one of the smaller ones?
Yeah.
Because Rhaegal and Viserion are smaller because they were locked up in captivity.
They showed Viserion coming at him, so technically he was the more immediate threat.
He wasn't really coming at him. He was actually...
general direction coming
towards. He was coming like off to the right. From where the Night King was, he wasn't in no immediate danger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone was riding those dragons, they probably could have just tried to fucking fire fuck all of them. Because they were just chilling there with their hair, just like blowing in the wind, like, oh, yeah.
It was a Vidal Sassoon.
Yeah, it looked like a Vidal Sassoon commercial, White Walker edition.
Herbal essences, yeah.
And so, Viserion falls. They don't even say it's Viserion. If you watch the closed caption, it'll show it.
Yeah.
That's where people are knowing it's him, and he falls into the lake. Jon Snow's out there trying to cover. I'm like, hey, you know, he's like, hey, he's mad. He looks at the Night King. They give him another spear. He's like, shit. Tells her to split.
Go, just go.
Which looked kind of cool because, like, Drogon's two legs are trying to go, but it's hard. And I was like, he's going to fucking get him. And he, like, did a little spin thing, which is cool. Jon falls through the water.
With the whites.
Daenerys leaves him, yeah, with the whites. And so she's all sad and she takes off. And then, you know, Jon comes up and... And here's the next thing people are talking about, that the eye on the wolf head of the pommel, that it's white whenever they show him, and when he comes up out of the water, the eyes are black, like it opens. I watched it, and what it is just like water was on the eye.
Yeah.
And when he put his hand down, it kind of shook it, and the water falls off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's black. The water was just covering her, a piece of snow.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't think it's anything else, because let's get into theories now, right?
Don't read too much into it.
So.
Yeah, I mean, what that would mean.
People are saying that. What are they saying? Have you seen the theories? It's Bran. That Bran warged into the sword.
What? Really?
I'm sorry, but Bran.
That one.
But Bran can't warg.
It's a huge stretch, yeah.
To an inanimate object.
It's an inanimate object, of course.
Exactly.
Then the other one was saying like, oh,
that's
well,
random.
The sword is alive. It has a soul. That one might be more plausible if it was Lightbringer, because the Lightbringer has the soul of Nissa Nissa inside of it.
Okay, yeah.
I could see that, but I still think it's just a trick, because when you go back and watch it, you can see the reflection of Jon Snow coming out of the water. Mm-hmm. So it's just an issue that happened when they filmed it. There was a post that I think the director put out that was kind of explaining that. It's nothing into that. It was just an issue whenever they filmed it. So that one's put to rest.
Squashed. Okay.
That one's squashed. So Jon Snow gets out. The Whites kind of see him. They come after him.
He holds his ground for a second.
He puts his sword up, and here comes Uncle Benjen. And I mean, honestly, that Uncle Benjen part kind of got me a little bit in the feels, just because he hadn't seen him since season one.
Sad.
And he sees him, and he's like, you know, Uncle Benjen, and he's like,
so much to him.
Yeah, and he's like, you got to go. Puts him on the horse. He's like, come with me. He's like, there's no time, but there was time.
There was time. And when you think about in season six, he had three people on his horse that he took with him when he was saving Bran. So he could have run off with it, but they were trying to basically let him cut him away from the show, kill him off in a, you know, let him go out like a boss.
Oh, and he got it too.
Oh yeah,
he only swung his little thing like twice, and then he got jacked up,
surrounded by him. So he was a fire white, right? Or that's the theory.
No, he's like half
fire white.
No, he's half white. Yeah.
So right. Now after they basically surround him, they're probably going to turn him into a white. So maybe we might see
him. You might have to kill Uncle Benjen later.
As a white, yeah, possibly.
Which kind of sucks.
That would, unless he becomes a White Walker.
No, they ate him up.
Oh. Well.
He's toast.
Womp womp.
So. Toast. You know, so Daenerys waits for him. John gets back.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of talk in the.
They derobe him.
It was a little corny. Honestly, the talk, like. What if I call you my queen? You know,
I bend the knee.
The writing was kind of like, I thought it could have been written a little bit better. But they're trying to get where they need to go. And and she saw his wounds. So now he can't really say that a stab in the heart is a figure of speech. He's got to come clean about that eventually. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's so scared of it. Maybe he doesn't want people to know he was resurrected.
Maybe.
But, you know, so the Hound's got the white. They're taking it to King's Landing.
Yeah, yes.
And that's pretty much how.
And also, I think, I don't know, they cut after that. They go back to Winterfell with Arya and Sansa, and she gets the raven, sends her later that Cersei wants her at King's Landing.
Yeah,
and
so she sends Brienne away.
Brienne away.
Because Littlefinger says, oh, you know, wouldn't she try to get in between y'all?
Yeah, she ain't going to be a prisoner, so she said she sends her off instead. She's not going back to King's Landing.
Yes, sister. They're going to do the nasties eventually.
Yes, they're going to be bumping uglies in the next episode.
let's just go out and say it. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So he's going to knock that bitch up.
He's going to smash.
They're going to smash some papas.
They're going to smash some dragons and some wolves.
Hence the name of the episode, Dragons
Dragon
and,
wolves. And the Wolf.
Dragon and Wolf.
I mean.
That's your season finale, folks.
You have Brienne getting sent away, so it's kind of the, you know, Littlefinger's getting in.
So Brienne's going to King's Landing. The Hound's going to King's Landing with the White. You got Daenerys and Jon Snow smashing papas. This will be the next episode. You know, show little previews. It shows on the last season finale that they're going to be all meeting in this little court area all together.
We'll go into that in a little while. So okay. Let's get back to Arya and Sansa.
Oh, okay.
Hot sauce. How many times did you watch the episode?
Two times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with the Sansa Arya scene?
Yep.
Okay. So let us know like what you think by what you saw. Like describe a little bit of what you saw and give me what you think is going on there.
That Arya is playing into Littlefinger's so-called plots, and that she's going to eventually try to some type of assassination attempt and Littlefinger, but then also maybe frame Littlefinger at the same time. That's what I think is going to happen. Like, there's no way. I think they're going to turn on each other. In my opinion.
Well, what does she tell her? She's Arya. Like, Sansa's looking for stuff. She finds the faces, mm-hmm. and that's when Arya finally lets her know. Like, this is what this is what I do.
Her training, what she was trained for.
And she gets the knife and she's like,
I can take your face too.
No, I could take your face too. And I could be the Lady of Winterfell. And I wonder what it's like to wear those pretty little dresses. And,
yeah, it's fucked up.
And she's just like, I'm just like, damn, she's laying. And she's like, oh, well, I have hundreds of men loyal to me. And Arya's like, well, they ain't here right now. They ain't going to help you.
She's like, oh, shit.
So, then she gives her the knife. And you're like, man, like, you feel, but like I said, I think it's all a ploy.
Yeah.
And I think Littlefinger's dead, and I think he's going to die in the next episode.
So if Arya kills him, which I think she is, she takes his face. She can do whatever she wants with Littlefinger's face.
Yep. If she takes Littlefinger's face, then she can run the veil.
Exactly. Have them plead loyalty to, or to fealty to Winterfell.
Definitely.
That's it.
Well, they already pled, but like, there's just some more they can do. I mean, yeah, it's crazy how... What possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
So, my favorite part of that episode was all of the talking that they did. Honestly, like, I know the action is what everyone loves, but the talking that John did with everybody, like getting to know Jorah, because what's interesting about Game of Thrones is we've been with these characters all these seasons. We forget, though, that they haven't been with each other all these seasons. So with Jorah talking to John, that's the first time they've ever spoke. You know, Beric, first time talking to John. Thoros, first time, like when he says, oh, I've been brought back 6 times.
Mm.
You know, John's like, wow, like, you know what I mean? So,
like, what's the purpose?
What's the purpose? Yeah, yeah, so we forget that these people have not interacted with each other.
Mm.
Some of them ever, like Tormund and the Hound, when he's all like,
that's funny.
Tormund's just asking him questions. He's all, well, you want to suck my dick? And he's all, dick? He's all, cock. He goes, dick. I like it. You know what I mean? Like those.
I bet you do.
Yeah. So yeah. That was my favorite. Of course, it's easy to say the action, because I know you're probably going to say that. But for me, it was the little.
It was the character thing. Development. The character development.
Definitely. What was yours, Gil?
That when they were talking, when Tormund and the Hound were talking, and you were learning more about him, and that the Hound asks Tormund is he with Lady Brienne, and Tormund goes, not yet. But he wants to have many babies with her. You see the way she looks at him.
He's all like, she wants to cut your liver out and eat it. He goes, oh, you do know her.
So yeah, it was like a little sweet moment, but that kind of got me worried because we were learning more about Tormund in that way, and we never have. And I was like, oh crap, are they going to kill him off in this episode? Thankfully, they didn't.
I was kind of worried about it. 100% sure they wouldn't because of that. Like, there's going to be some more...
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's gonna eventually fall in love with Tormund. So I was
hope
like,
so.
There's gonna be more, like,
those two need to hook up.
Yeah, that's gonna happen one way or another, because they know that's what people are, you know, talking about. So,
and then going just before that, when they were talking, like, he talks about, oh, you're kissed with fire too. I'm a redhead. Will you kiss by fire when you're a baby? Because he looks at the Hound's face and it was all like all melted looking, and he goes, no,
I was pushed it.
What about you, Hot Sauce? What was your favorite part?
The strategy of the Night King. So that could all been a whole trap that they set for...
It's a trap.
It could have been.
Their whole crew. Like, why was there just a single little easily defeatable crew walkers in there? And why, also conveniently, when they took out the main one and the others felt like one was left over because he engineered it like that.
Mm-hmm. It could be, yeah.
And awesome. They were all prepared with their... Each had their own spear ready to go as far as taking that dragon, which... Yeah. Basically, he has pretty much Bran's power too. He can foresee stuff to happen.
Was it the green?
Are we sure that he has Bran? We don't know that he has Bran's power.
Was it called green?
That's why
or
it's
something?
A theory. I'm not saying it's a fact.
Oh, okay. You got to tell me that it's a theory because you're like, this is what I like.
Right.
So these are all theories that Hot Sauce is talking about.
Yes.
That the Night King's possibly.
I want to know what you liked about the episode that happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like his whole. That's what I'm saying. That's what why it's a theory is that he. Engineered that whole plan. It wasn't a trap for the walkers. It was a trap for them so he can take care of or take one of the dragons on there.
Okay.
So the Night King knew he was going to get a dragon. Yes.
Okay, so what happens at the very end of the episode? The very end. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So
come
we
on,
see
guys.
The army pulling the dragon out from the water with those big-ass chains out of nowhere. And once they pull the dragon out, see the Night King get off his horse, walking to the dragon, takes a knee, touches him on the nose, and then they kind of zoom in on the dragon's eye, and bam, he opens up the blue eye.
Okay, so that dragon is a White Walker.
He's been touched.
Not a White. King,
so he's correct. A White Walker. So he's still able to think for himself and has more powers than normal. So he's an ice dragon. God damn it. So, yeah, he's got himself a new ride.
We still don't know, actually, if fire can hurt White Walkers. We know the Night King can walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the White Walkers walk through it. But the Night King walked through it first. Kind of like.
And he did it again on this episode, too.
Yeah, right. But so we don't know if all the White Walkers can do it or just the Night King. But
mm-hmm.
They've kind of labeled that whites can be killed by fire, dragon glass, Valyrian steel.
Mm-hmm.
White Walkers can be killed by
the Valyrian
dragon
steel.
Glass and Valyrian steel. Yeah. Not so much fire. So the chains. So people say,
out of nowhere,
where'd you get the chains from? So I saw an article where someone said that from the Home Depot and. In the north,
in the chain
that
aisle.
There's a barge somewhere off. And I got to rewatch it. Y'all look for it too. There's a barge somewhere off in the distance that supposedly it's there to ferry people across that lake when it's not frozen.
Oh, okay.
Which means it would have to have chains so they could pull it across.
That makes sense.
It could be there. I thought maybe they got it from Hard Home.
That's what I think it's.
Hard Home's not too far away.
It's a huge port, which they.
But
use
they had to have
like
the
for.
Foresight to bring those chains.
They did.
And that's why. That's why the night.
They could have, and you know,
ties into his theory.
Other people were saying like, "Oh, can the whites swim?" No, man, they just drop to the bottom with the chains and hook it up to the dragon. And who cares what happens to them? They ain't ever coming up again. Nobody cares. They're dead. No, so I think a lot of people look way too much. It seems
yeah.
The more that these are going on, the more critical people are getting, and you're forgetting you're watching a show about
the fantasy
dragons breathing fire with people riding them. And a dude that can touch a tree and see the future, past, and present.
I want that ability.
Come on. Get with it, people.
Damn tree hugger.
So, I thought it was a great episode. I'm looking forward to the season finale. Season finale trailer showed the Unsullied are back.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the only problem I really have with the show.
Yeah,
is they
like,
should
where
have done,
were the Unsullied?
They needed to do more episodes. And, you know, the Unsullied are back. Euron's back with his fleet. All of a sudden... everyone's chilling.
They're all meeting
so
up.
They should have done more episodes, but they're going to be at King's Landing. The Dothraki are there. They're going to go to the Dragon Pit, like you said, had little tents. They're going to present the White, and they're going to try to get a pact going between everyone to stand up to the Night King. Which you expect Cersei to try to be sneaky about something. She may like say she's going to do it, and then
I think Cersei's going to be, but before I listen to you guys, we're going to have a trial by combat, and we're going to have the Mountain and the Hound fight.
I don't know.
It's going to happen, guys.
I'm sure they're going to fight, but I don't think it's going to be settled.
They have to fight each other. They have to fight.
What we'll see. Like, call it Clegane Bowl?
Clegane Bowl, yeah. Two. This will be part two, because they fought one time already.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to get over his fire thing.
And that's kind of all they really showed. They didn't show too much. They just showed kind of all of them. Nothing too tricky.
It was just a
but you know what's crazy is it means
short
the Unsullied marched all the way from Casterly Rock.
Yeah, Casterly Rock.
From one end of Westeros, well, not one end, but width-wise, from one side to the other
no
to
ships,
get to King's Landing.
Nothing. Yeah.
But one thing that is interesting is people might have missed this in the episode. Sansa says, "I haven't heard from Jon for weeks."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he is or what he's doing when she's talking Littlefinger. So that lets you know that there's weeks have gone by.
Yeah, since he's
which
left.
Means that a lot of this stuff that's happening, even though to us it looks like it's happening really fast, it really is taking the time.
So John went to her to Dragonstone in episode 3?
5.
Or 4?
4 or 5.
So starting from there
or
till...
3.
3 or 4?
One of those.
Starting from that episode to this episode, it's been weeks.
Yeah.
Those 3 episodes, basically. 3 episodes has been weeks.
Yeah. 3 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the... I'm very sad that it's going to come to an end for 2 years. I know they start filming in the fall.
Next month, guys. They're filming literally next month.
They say there's a slight possibility that it could be...
earlier?
Next year. Yeah, possibly, yeah. The middle of the year.
This next episode is going to be 81 minutes, I think, so...
Almost movie length.
Almost movie length. Almost, so I'm excited about it. We'll talk more. I know when Game of Thrones ends, people think we'll still talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about theories we hear every once in a while.
Supposedly
yeah.
there's leaks already for the new season out there with the scripts.
We won't talk leaks, though.
Yeah. No leaks.
We'll talk theories and stuff like that because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But
nobody get butt hurt.
So Game of Thrones talk is done for tonight. We could talk forever about it.
Yeah.
So
it's that good of a show, guys.
You so another good it. Show that came out was The Defenders.
Netflix, Marvel.
We had already seen it. So who are the four characters, Hot Sauce, of The Defenders? We've seen their shows on Netflix. So who are the four?
Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and
the Devil of the Dare.
Without Fear.
The Man Without Fear. So if you haven't seen them, they're all on Netflix. You can watch all of them.
Oh, good.
Two seasons of Daredevil, one season of Iron Fist, one of Jessica Jones, and one of Luke Cage. I personally think Daredevil is the strongest of all of them.
Oh, hands down.
Jessica Jones is more of a PI, kind of detective-ish one.
That's good.
Luke Cage is, they're in Harlem, so.
It's a different vibe. So
it's a very different vibe. And Iron Fist. I would say I enjoyed it, but it's I think it's the weakest.
He's the biggest disappointment out of all of them.
I gave him a shot. I gave him a shot in the season from Iron Fist. You know, his martial arts weren't up to par.
No, he does okay, like as a character. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He took an actor. He took the job on short term, so I was giving him a pass.
For the
sloppy martial arts work in Iron Fist.
Well, supposedly the director for Iron Fist didn't know how to actually shoot an action film or never had any experience doing it. He actually had to Google apparently.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
The director actually had no idea how to do an action film. So, and it shows.
Yeah, definitely.
So, The Defenders comes out. I feel for it being four characters and only having eight episodes, that is way too short.
Mm-hmm. Especially as long as each individual series was, like 13, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
So they didn't go.
So
as
how do you have more characters and only eight episodes? It takes place within 48 hours, I think.
Maybe it was too expensive to have all the actors in one show. That's why they cut it short.
They didn't get too crazy, honestly. There's not a lot of CGI.
Not a big budget,
You know, they're not in some weird places. They're all in New York. Nobody's in.
Yeah,
there wasn't
very realistic.
Anything or everything. No.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't huge, ridiculous, long fight scene. There was nothing.
No.
Like,
I think they even cut out, like, some of the, like, there's a fight scene where they fight in a Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they're there, and they're going to fight. And then Jessica Jones runs over Elektra with the car.
And just walks right by. Like,
walks right by, gets ready to fight. And then they go to the Asian dude, the Japanese dude that's part of the hand. Mm-hmm. And he jumps from the skylight. And when he lands, there's already bodies on the floor, and so we've already missed, like, of the fight. You know, and it kind of happened like that with the fight underground, too. It was, and I still liked it. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like I'm being critical, but the story was good. The problem is Iron Fist is supposed to be the best martial artist ever in the whole world, but Daredevil looks so much better than him fighting
blind,
and Iron Fist just gets his ass kicked.
Right, that's the
he gets
entire
punked the whole thing.
Yeah, he was a punk in the whole show.
Yeah, and he's a little whiny bitch.
Yeah, he had one cool where he punched the sword.
Like that part was cool. I
like
that.
Oh, that was pretty nice.
That was like the only cool part for him.
And he's an idiot. Like she used him to open up. Like, could he not see when she was like leading him in that direction?
Like
he's trying
like,
to get me
what?
To miss.
Let's go fight over here.
Yeah, that's what I would. I would have walked to the end and be like, come on, you know, you come over here. So, other than my critical parts of it, I liked it. I wish it would have been longer, but I think it's good. Action was pretty good for the most part. what did you think, Hot Sauce?
I'm just saying the Iron Fist part of it was just the biggest disappointment. And I was like, why haven't they fixed this yet? Like, I had these huge high hopes. They didn't have like a bloody, remember a Punisher scene? Mm-hmm. And that was crazy. And I was like, damn, like, I can't believe that happened.
They weren't as gruesome on this one, yeah.
Right, but there was none of those moments where you're like, wow, that was an awesome scene.
My sister says the show was good. Iron Fist is a big wussy with a P. And I don't like Luke Cage with Claire. Well, if you read the comic books, Luke Cage ends up with Jessica Jones. They have kids and shit. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's, I think that's going to end up coming.
And he's looking up with everybody.
And Iron Fist are like the dynamic duo. They're like God adventures together. Heroes for hire.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're pretty.
Why haven't we seen the Iron Fist costume yet either? It's like he had his own season and he's on the Defenders and he's still.
They didn't even talk about it.
Like, yeah, they're still not getting to where it needs to go. I still think it's Daredevil's funny. The better one out of all of them.
It's the most thought-out, well-written show of lunch, yeah.
For the actor about his costume, he was like, I don't know, you'll have to write an angry letter to the writers and the producer for me to get the costume.
It's ridiculous.
I wonder who directed this one, because it definitely wasn't the director for who did the Daredevil, that's for sure.
What did you think about it?
The story overall was good. Action sequences were, you know, hit or miss. The villain, I still don't like how they did her. Like, I mean, Sigourney Weaver, she was kind of cool and all that, but like how they...
She didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. She was just all talk.
Right, she didn't fight. She didn't have no special...
You know, and she's supposed to be the strongest one of the bunch of the hand, and yet she went out like a punk. She gets stabbed in the back, literally. And Elektra's like the new leader. Like, oh, come on. Then it kind of like... Well, some of the plot lines or the story-wise was kind of predictable, like how Elektra loses her memory, has amnesia, and then kind of gets it back towards the end.
But you liked it.
Overall, it was good. It was a good first attempt at their version of the Avengers, basically. The Netflix version of Avengers. It was cool, but they could have done so much better, I think.
I don't... You know what? I don't like Gao.
Madam
Gao. I like Bakudo.
Bakudo was cool.
I like Bakudo.
Oh, talking Japanese.
Yeah, I like the Japanese... No, not Bakudo's not...
Oh, no.
I like the Japanese.
He's the dude, whatever. He's the Mexican-looking one.
Actually, yeah, actually, I liked all of them, except for Madam Gao and Sigourney Weaver. Madam Gao, because she's old... And all she does is that stupid same
move.
She's
got one move, that force punch.
Yeah, and like they haven't figured it out how to defeat her. And
somebody's coming back.
Somebody swept her really good. Like, she fell. She's like,
yeah.
Like, start pounding her. What the hell? You know, I still haven't seen Jessica Jones fly.
She's that flying. One of the episodes on the regular TV show, I've seen her,
she
like, jump.
She kind of flies. She's supposed to be able to fly.
Like a whole kind of jump.
She, like, hasn't learned it yet.
They need to take the reins off, man. It's time. Take the training wheels off.
I think they've only done it with Daredevil. The other shows have kind of not going as far.
The Punisher one's coming out soon.
Which, at the end of the Defenders show, you see the trailer for the new Punisher.
What happened in that trailer? I didn't see it.
Damn, I forgot the villain they showed on the show. They didn't really show much. It just showed him, you know, talking. And
yeah.
There wasn't really much in the trailer that they showed.
Yeah.
They're just showing basically it's coming out. Yeah, they really didn't. Not any, like, story wise, they didn't really get into
it. I like where it's going. I mean, it's good. But I think I was expecting more.
Yeah,
I would rate it a 7 to 8.
Because I mean, it was a build up. It was a build up.
7 to 7.5. But I think with everybody getting their own season. At this point, they have built up these characters story wise. More than Captain America was built up before the Avengers. More than Iron Man was, because. Yeah. You know, you got two Iron Mans, you got one Captain America movie before the Avengers.
Three Iron Mans.
Well, no, they did the Avengers though before the third one, didn't they?
Yes.
Four Avengers. Okay,
yeah, I believe so. So what I'm saying is, I mean, that's 2.5 hours each, so that's 2, 4, 5 hours of build up for Iron Man. These guys get 13, 14 episodes at an hour each. So we're getting 14 hours of story.
Different quality.
You need to be able to pull it together when you bring that team together and show me what they got. And I want to say I liked it, but it should have had more of an impact. And 8 episodes is not enough. If you're going to do 13 for a single one, you need to at least do 13 for the Defenders together.
I guess they shot that movie or that series really quick.
And you know what other thing about Iron Fist costume? Even Luke Cage got his costume.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, it was just like a little cameo, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, he had to wear it. I think even Jessica Jones, did they not show... Or they showed her costume. They didn't show her in it.
Oh, okay.
But it was the one that she wore in the costume.
With her sister.
The purple one, yeah.
What about this?
Yeah.
No.
Basically, that was it.
What I was hoping would have been kind of cool, because we had like all four. Remember I think it was the first episode of Daredevil where they had that one continuous shot in that fight scene? If they would have done something like that with all four Defenders, where like the entire scene was shot in one cut.
I would like to see that.
They would have brought that to like all four defenders, man. That would have been like amazing.
Okay, so it's time to cut our Facebook Live audience.
Oh.
Y'all going to have to listen to the podcast.
Got to let you go, guys.
Sorry, guys. So we'll catch up with y'all later.
That means you got to keep on listening to the podcast. So when you get done here and it's uploaded, make sure you be sure to watch it or definitely to listen to it, guys.
Or else.
So I don't think that anything's going to happen. I don't think that the defenders is, I don't think they're going to stop doing them just because we were disappointed, but I think they need to take it to the next gear.
I mean, they're already shooting the second season of Jessica Jones right now, I think.
Yeah, and supposedly, what's his name, supposed to be the villain?
Who?
He's going to come back. I don't know how she...
Probably flashbacks is my guess.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. The guy's dead. She fucking snapped his neck.
Mm-hmm. Does snapping your neck automatically make you dead?
In the Netflix world, people get their heads cut off and they come back still somehow. I'm against anything goes. Maybe the Punisher makes some cameos in there. I would think that'd be kind of cool if he made a cameo in every single series now. It's in the same world.
My good friend, John Bernthal.
Yeah. He'll forever be known as Shane.
Oh, yeah.
But the Punisher is the one that I'm looking forward to the most, which I think it's coming out in about a month or so, if I'm not mistaken. It's real soon. But then, yeah, they're shooting Jessica Jones. I'm assuming they're probably going to shoot another Daredevil. But actually, going back to Defenders,
I posted a story about that.
Timeline-wise, where does this take place before the...
I don't know.
Is it taking place before Infinity War? Or like during what time period? Because I mean, I'm assuming these guys are going to show up in Infinity War at some point. They're supposed to. Probably die really quickly, yeah. But...
Right, because they're like the low level.
It's like, hey, it's Thanos! Oh, bye.
There was a story posted about the next Daredevil coming out.
Okay.
Cool. So they're gonna do a season three.
Maybe the Stick will come back to life and be in that show. Even though he got killed in the Defenders.
Maybe.
Just because they show him dead doesn't mean he's actually dead.
Mm-hmm. With his good one hand.
Yeah. Or maybe he'll regrow that hand too. We don't know. there was a rumor too about going to Infinity War real quick, that Thanos kicks the shit out of Iron Man in Infinity War. Like beats the crap out of him. With his glove.
He takes off his glove.
The love glove.
A pep slap you with my glove, bitch.
The love glove, is that what's going to happen?
No, the glove from Nintendo.
Power glove. I mean, definitely, there is no reason why Thanos shouldn't be able to whip Iron Man.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, of course.
Little bitch.
I think people are...
He's just in a suit. Thanos is a cosmic being.
Yeah.
Technically, I mean, he's a god. Sort of.
Thor just like caught his hand, was like crushing it.
So everyone's excited about all the new Marvel stuff coming out. So yeah. we'll definitely keep we have our finger on the pulse of that. There's a new story out that I just saw 5 minutes ago that said
hot off the presses, guys.
That Stranger Things could end with season 4.
Oh yes, I remember seeing that too. So they're going to shoot a 3 for sure and then possibly a 4 at the end.
To be totally honest, I like shows that know when to stop. Walking Dead.
The comic's still going, man.
Then why does the show suck so much?
That's a difference of opinion, sir.
Yep. That's just your uneducated opinion.
I saw it, man. I wasted a lot of time watching that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Your brain couldn't comprehend.
But it needs to end, man. You can't, how many times are you going to find a community, live in the community, lose the community, find a community, live in the community, lose the community? That's all that happens.
It's about the story of the characters themselves.
At this point, I think Fear of the Walking Dead has a better storyline.
It's a pretty interesting one, too.
But anyways.
I digress.
I like shows that know when they're done. Like, tell your story. I mean, that's what I love about Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. Who saw Battlestar Galactica?
You know I did.
I know Hot Sauce did. I mean, great story in it. It didn't really stagnate. It went straight from what it's doing to the end, and once they got to the end, it was over. I mean, I didn't like it that it ended because it was so good, but it need like it ended. It was a good ending. It was, mm-hmm. it should have ended. Like it had
so
to
sad.
It was sad, but if Stranger Things tells its story,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, then it then what then I think it should be done. What do you think? You.
Yeah, if it's written very well, then yeah. I mean, I don't see the problem with that either. If it's real high quality, done right, yeah, I have no problem with it.
What you thinking, Sauce?
Shoot, it's gonna go for like 14 seasons.
Just dragging it on and dragging it
as
on.
As the kids get older and older.
Oh, there's another Demogorgon. It's and another.
Exactly, they're just gonna be the monster fighting team.
The Monster Squad.
They were here.
This kind of. Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Did you know that?
Alamo Draft House, right? I think, or something like that. They were...
Yeah, they were here. They were showing
the anniversary of the show, the movie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's legit. I love that
I
movie.
Think somebody got a couple of autographs.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I heard about
nice.
That.
Nice.
Yeah, that would have been cool to see them.
For the Monster Squad.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Little 80s cult classic, guys. If y'all haven't seen it, go check it out. I think it's on Netflix.
It might be. If not, you can find it really, really cheap.
Yeah, it's
definitely a classic. Definitely.
Wolfman has nards.
Wolfman. Wolfman has no nards.
You guys will get that reference if you.
If you've seen it, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen it,
go watch it.
Need to watch it. Then you'll know what we're talking about. And so. I can see Stranger Things having to be tied up. I mean, you can't keep that storyline going.
Yeah, don't drag
just
it
when you watch, the show, you know that there's got to be an ending. I mean, you can't drag that one out. So
even if the fans like demand another season, which sometimes they'll relent and they'll make another one, but good writing knows when to stop.
You should do what you got to do, make your money, and
in and out,
get out.
Move on to something else.
Move on to something else. Something juicier.
Because
that one's kind of dry. Or by the end of that one, it'll be pretty dry. No?
Be all worn out.
Older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. So we saw some. There's a. I think it's called GamerCon or GamesCon.
GamesCon 2017 going on in Germany.
In Germany.
Scheiße!
Showing all kinds of good stuff. What kind of stuff they showing? Gil?
Xbox One X, showing a little more into it. They're going to release a special edition, they did with the original Xbox One. They had a day one edition. They're going to have a Project Scorpio edition, very limited. Let's see, they showed off the new more stuff of gameplay of the new Star Wars Battlegrounds. Or Battlefront, sorry. Battlefront 2. They showed the space battles, which is fucking awesome. Very excited by that.
Very excited.
They showed off for the Xbox. I think it's going to be Xbox exclusive or console exclusive. It's also on PC. Just the game called Battlegrounds. It's based off the DayZ mod on the PC. Real popular. That one should be coming out this sometime at the end of this year, supposedly. They also announced if you're into like Minecraft, they're going to have like a Minecraft edition of the Xbox One S. If you're into that kind of thing. What else did I see?
Monster Hunter?
I didn't see that one.
That one looked pretty good. I saw some stuff on it.
More Destiny 2 stuff if you're into that. I am. That game's coming out very shortly. September 6th. Can't get here soon enough. Get the PS4 version.
What was that?
Said get the PS4 version.
Yeah.
And what else? Was that it?
Nothing like really huge besides that. The biggest the biggest thing was just the Project Scorpio limited edition Xbox coming out.
Well, they did have some news that
I can't think of.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh,
they are like
they announced
that they're gonna not support any more DLC.
They basically admitting that game was a flop, and they're moving on.
That sucks. A lot of people bought that game.
Yeah, it does. Because they were banking on it quite a bit, but it failed so hard.
But it was their fault. Like, it was the game wasn't made up to par.
It wasn't even made by the same studio who made the first three Mass Effects.
It's ridiculous.
They're making,
they run these great franchises into the ground. That's because, from what I understand, there was a bio... I want to say BioShock. There was a Mass Effect script for a movie.
Ooh.
Hanging around somewhere for a long time.
That would have been cool.
Now they don't think it's going to happen.
That's a shame.
What are all the video games, movies, hot sauce that are on that we want to see done that they just don't do?
Zelda would be a huge one.
Yeah. You know, it'd be huge. Is.
Yeah.
The only thing Nintendo's ever let a movie be made is, I'll take back two things, Pokemon and Mario. We all know how Mario ended up.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Well, what are the other games?
Halo. You still want that. Metal Gear. Definitely want that.
I could see a Metal Gear doing well. Halo would still do well.
Yeah. I mean, Space Marines. Come on. Who don't want to see that? What would be cool video game movies? That'd be awesome.
Would Halo
maybe a MechWarrior kind of?
PG-13 or rated R?
Oh, you gotta make that.
Gotta do R.
Gotta do R. Game's rated N. They tried to do a PG-13 at the game and they didn't do so well. I think it's Halo 5. They made that one. It wasn't rated M. I think it was rated the one below it, whatever the fuck it's called.
Teen.
Yeah, that one's teen. It wasn't rated M.
Can't do that shit.
The game was eh. What are the good games? Well, they already did Final Fantasy.
We know. Let's talk about this Star Wars gameplay trailer.
Okay.
Gameplay footage we saw. So what did we see?
Space battle. All space battles on this one. 9 minutes of it.
Did it remind you of Battlefront 2?
Yeah, taking out the
old school
portions of the ship, like the shield generators, that type of thing.
Landing on the enemy ships.
The map of the show is huge.
Not going to land on the...
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
In the old Battlefront 2, you could do that. In this one, you can't.
Right, yeah. That was part of the thing, done, taking down the ship.
The graphics looked amazing.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The music tying in with it just made it be more better.
They had A-Wings, B-Wings. Well, I didn't see any B-Wings. They saw A-Wings, Y-Wings.
X-Wings.
X-Wings, TIE Fighters, TIE Bombers.
Yeah,
B-Wings for people that are into the Clone Wars.
Millennium Falcon. They had the
Millennium
Slave
Falcon,
One.
Slave One.
Slave One looked OP as shit in that map.
They had the... I want to say they had the Jedi Starfighters.
Yeah, they did have some of those.
So that means they should have ARC 170 fighters. Yeah. If they have V-Wings, they're going to have those. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's kind of everything you've always wanted. Like these.
All together.
Like these vehicles that I have here, you can play them.
That's so cool, man. That's so cool.
That Poe Dameron's black X-Wing.
Yep.
I just wonder how much. I think it's going to be, 64 players in that map? That's like the max that they have usually on most Battlefield, Battlegrounds, or Battlefront.
I think in Battlefront,
huge.
I think when it came to space combat, I think it was only 24.
I feel like 10 on 10.
Or 10 on 10.
This one looked way bigger than that.
They had bots.
Oh, okay. Damn.
They had enemy AI.
Right, that, yeah.
Give me 32 on 32.
That'd be epic.
A full squadron is 12.
God, that would be so awesome.
If you don't even give me a squadron,
yeah,
I mean,
but they haven't released that information yet, though.
I don't think so.
I just saw the gameplay trailer. I don't expect
it to be more than 10 or 12.
Probably that's what I would assume.
So 6 on 6, kind of disappointing. Because the thing is, you want to have guys that are, you know, X-Wings and TIE fighters duking it out.
Yeah,
you want the bombers.
Battle.
You know, you want the bombers to be able to come and do what they're gonna do. And, I mean, what was also cool about the old Battlefront was you could be in the big ship, like the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Be on the turret shooting at the plane, at the starfighters. It was pretty cool. Really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that one, though. Probably one of the only games that I'm really going to, that I really want to pre-order right now that's on my radar.
And Battlegrounds? Touching it,
I don't
too.
Know.
That looks kind of fun.
There's a game called Fortnite out right now. Have you heard of that one? You Hot Sauce? Basically, it's like a zombie kind of survival game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a shooter, like a third person. But you can go out into the surrounding area and salvage stuff, and you can build a fort. So you have like your buddies, like four people,
mm-hmm.
and you build your fort.
Mm-hmm.
with walls and traps and tricks and defenses, and then you have like all day to salvage and build, and then the zombies hit you at night. Okay. And you got to survive, and then while you're shooting, someone can be repairing the what they've damaged and fixing it. So
Kind of like COD's zombies, where you kind of like building the wall kind
like
of thing.
Like that, but these people have like multi-level forts.
Okay. Damn, they took it to a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
Crazy.
They had I downloaded a game like that. But the graphics, and it was slow, and I would shoot something with an arrow, for instance, and it's just so choppy, and it was a bad experience.
What game was it?
I forget.
It wasn't Fortnite, right?
No. Let me think of it for a second.
Okay, well, Hot Sauce thinks.
Oh, I think they announced a new World of Tanks game, too.
I love World of Tanks.
Yeah, so there's a new one coming out.
I need
out.
To play. I got 14 free days of premium, so I have to use it because it's counting down right now.
14 days free. Nice.
For having an account.
Nice.
I've played World of Tanks for 3 years or 4 years.
Good Lord.
So I had it on the Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. It's going way back.
And all my stuff came over. That's kind of cool, though. Nobody wants to start over.
Nah.
If I'm going to start over, I just won't play it.
So I don't know if this new game is like tying into the old one, or it's a completely different sequel, or you can move your stuff over. But
7 Days to Die, which is exactly what you described. Is you have your time to scavenge and go different places, and this is the overall quality was bad. It's a cool concept, but overall it was bad.
Bad execution.
Yeah, the zombies were, I don't know. It was just bad all around.
Well, hopefully next week we'll have some more info on some of these games as the news comes out. The gaming market's not what it used to be. I'll tell you that right now. There's not.
Things change a lot.
There's not a lot of big titles coming out anymore. They're kind of few and far between. Indie games is really big right now, actually. Mm-hmm. You go on Xbox and download like Speedrunners. Play that shit forever.
Fun game. Simple but fun.
And so it's kind of interesting to see it. I do miss the days, though, when you would go and pre-order like every game you could. This game's coming out, and I need to choose between this one. The Assassin's Creed Origins looks really good, actually.
They did showcase that in Gamescom, too, yeah.
But when I look at Assassin's Creed, all I can think about is all the grinding I'm going to have to do.
They're in Egypt this time, though.
And with the new with the baby coming, I don't know if I have time to grind like that. My gaming life's about to change.
Were you ever into Age of Empires? Because that's a new one coming out of that, too, they announced.
Yeah, I play those on my PC. It's the only time I PC game.
So that one's going to be an Xbox.
Company of Heroes, Age of Empires, stuff like that.
Yeah, cool.
So that's pretty much it, guys, for episode 39. Next week will be 40 if my child doesn't come. Child comes, we might have to take a week off, or we'll probably take a week off, be back the week after. But if we can find a way to fit it in, we'll fit it in.
Got to gain your force powers.
Definitely.
Got to talk about the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you guys will be dying for that.
We'll see what happens.
Then with the long wait.
The long night.
The long night, yes.
All right, so on that note, Gil, say goodbye.
All right, guys, till next time, y'all have a good one.
Sauce.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
See y'all later, guys.